once again. It is time to cast the pod into the internet wilderness. It's Dave here for the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. How are you doing, friends? Thanks for joining me. All kinds of stuff happening on the show today. We kick things off with a little Led Zeppelin talk. Heard a kid who obviously has aspirations to become some sort of announcer of the excited variety. And speaking of career in voice work, Matthew McConaughey is out with a new bunch of Carl's Jr. ads, and it seems life is imitating art, or art is imitating life. You know what? I don't. You just decide. It's Matthew McConaughey. Nobody knows what's going on. Quick Draw, one of our favorite new games we've played in the last year or two. We had another round again this morning between me and Steve on behalf of two listeners. Find out how that went before we talk to Mick Jones from Foreigner, the guitarist of the legendary band that still, for some godforsaken reason, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He joined us this morning to talk about still being out there on the road and celebrating Foreigner's 40th year as a band. That and a whole bunch more. It's all in here for you right now. Let's do this thing, shall we? Enjoy. It's a daily podcast.
I just started to tell this to Dave in the studio. I know you're a Led Zeppelin 4 fan. I know that's your album. Me, it's 1 and 2. I love Led Zeppelin 1 and 2.
Also great.
I listen to those two albums so often, and especially in the car, and I have them lined up one right after the other. Uh-huh. I can't tell you the differences which songs are on which albums. It's just now, it's slowly but surely
becoming fandom.
One album for me. It's just, you know,
that one stands out though. It's the intro for number two.
Yeah, that's the intro for number two, right? And I know Communications Breakdown is on number one, mm-hmm. but every once in a while, one will come along and go, is that one or two?
It's a jumble.
The John Bell. Podcast. John DiBella.
I understand that a lot of people, especially younger people who want to get into the sports world, you know, whether it's as an athlete or as a reporter or a sideline guy, an announcer, something like that, that, you know, when you're younger, you're trying to do your best. But sometimes you have to take the situation into consideration. All right, this happened. This is a kid named Stephen Volk at a high school basketball game. Let me tell you now, folks, this is loud. Okay, this is just be prepared for it.
My volume
I see
here.
Dave already lowering his headphones. All right, he may be a little enthusiastic, especially for the size of the crowd. So here he is announcing, announcing the basketball players coming onto the court.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23, Howie
You hear that crowd?
Sounds like a golf clap.
It's like, really, exactly. Here's the crowd. Oh, but no. Stephen Volk is not done.
5'4", sophomore, number 25, Justin.
Do you think he's serious?
I hope so.
It's like, man, there are. I just sent you a video of this, right?
Okay.
Right. When you look at the shot, there are more people on the court than they're in the gym, right? And this kid is just like,
let's get him for First Friday one of these days.
Dave Goodfoot!
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
So last week we heard that, you know, Matthew McConaughey, who obviously it's easy to make fun with Matthew because he is an odd bird, but an Academy Award winning actor. Mm-hmm. I do not question his acting ability. Yep. I like most of his movies. Right. But, you know, he's been doing those Lincoln ads for the longest time.
Yeah. Right.
And now all of a sudden he's going to start doing burger ads for Carl Jr.
Okay.
It keeps getting classier.
with that in mind, we figured, all right, what would a burger ad by Matthew McConaughey sound like? And we came up with this.
It's time to answer the call. The oozing drips and the smacking lips. The blibbity-dibbity on the lippity-skippity. The om-nom-nom on the bomb-bomb-bomb. Sinking your teeth into the meaty-beaty with the mouthy-mouthy. Chubity-dubity-lubity-scoobity. I'm talking burgers, y'all. And they're paying me to talk about them like this.
All right. Now, that was our idea of what it would sound like if he was doing a Carl's Jr. commercial.
Right.
This morning, I got the Carl's Jr. commercial.
The real deal?
The real one. Okay. This is the real one. This is Matthew McConaughey doing it.
Were we close?
Close? You tell me.
It's time to answer the call. The oozing drips and the smacking lips. Snizzle, fizzle. Jiggity wiggity, buck wild beef busting straight out of the gate.
Is there an echo in here?
Like a flavor stampede. Crispity rings, oh, whoa. Taking SLO with a Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's.
Right? And, oh, no, he goes on.
Tangy, dripping, drop, drip, dropping, lick me, split, popping, say, pick up the Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's.
Creepy.
Whoa, Nelly. Yes, big bacon belly. Onion lassos, can you wrangle it? Kissed by the flames, you can walk away whistling. It's the Western bacon cheeseburger. That's the call of Carl's.
Yeah.
Pick up.
All right, well, it doesn't seem Carl's is calling in our neighborhood,
wow.
So.
He's ruining the parody industry. Come on, man.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey. You got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
There are a lot of things that you're probably willing to let it be, right? When it comes to traveling on airplanes or certain things that, maybe it should not happen. I mean, don't be doing yoga in the aisles. Please, you know, if you take your shoes off, please leave your socks on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But this woman has taken it to a whole new level. And I just sent you the video on this. Okay. If you want, you can post it so you can actually see this. A woman is flying from Turkey to Moscow, right? And someone took out their cell phone and recorded the fact that, you ready for this, Sin?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think she could possibly be doing? All right, right? That would make other people on the plane question, you know, her actions.
Does it have to do with feet, like clipping your toenails?
No. That would be rather gross. No, this actually goes beyond this.
Okay.
This woman is holding a pair of white cotton underwear over her head up to the vent to dry them off.
Oh my God.
Right? I've hung her shirt out the window before while driving to dry it off. But...
Right. It's a pair of white underwear. And someone goes, I think they're kids. No, they're not kids' underwear. They're not kids' underwear at all. Can you see the pilot?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see some gorgeous mountains. And if you look to your left, you'll see the woman in seat 4B drying her panties with the overhead fan. And just a reminder, your seats can be used as a washboard, as can our flight attendant's abs. He's been working out a lot lately. The tray table in front of you can be used to press your pants, and flight attendants will be coming around with spray starch to make sure your clothes are nice and crisp and unwrinkled. We know you have a choice which airline you turn into your own personal dry cleaner, and we're glad you chose us.
Just when you see this, and they're just like nobody there, and all of a sudden there's these two hands holding a pair of white panties up in the air on the dryer. Well, it's a little
I'm actually impressed by the lack of shame. I think that's commendable.
Well, at least they were clean.
It's true.
So. Yeah.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Right now, we are getting ready to play Quick Draw. It's really simple. What I've got is I've got a bunch of questions here, and Dave and Steve are going to be playing for, let's see, we've got Jim on the line. How's it going, Jim?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Jim, where are you from?
Down in Wilmington.
Down in Wilmington. All right. And we've got Josh on the line, too. Hiya, Josh.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing just good. Where are you from, fella?
Call from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
From Westchester, Pennsylvania. All right. Now, these guys are going to be playing for the two of you. All right. Dave, who are you going to go with?
I'll go with Jim. My son's name's James. Let's hook up.
All right, so you're going, yeah. Okay, all right. And you, I guess that leaves you with Josh.
Yeah,
Steve.
So Josh, you're going to be a winner.
All right.
Steve's
all right.
A big Josh Groban fan, so that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, right. I got to tell you, Josh, Steve is also tends to be very overconfident. All right, now, the way we play this game is I will give you guys a basic sentence, and you're going to have to come up with a word that comes with that sentence. So I'll ask you a question. It'll lead you to a letter. That letter will lead you to a word. The first person to answer it, right, we'll get 1 point. We'll play up to five. In the case of the tie, we'll keep playing.
Cool.
Right now, we also have instant replay.
Okay. Is it first to five or five questions?
No, it's first to five. Okay. All right. So it's five questions. You both have to try to answer them
best
first.
Best
of five. Okay. Exactly.
So first of three.
Right. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Let me get the instant replay running.
Because that's right.
We won't want the instant replay not to be there
Might
for this.
Might be a photo finish.
All right. You ready, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
Name a state starting with the letter M.
Missouri.
Massachusetts.
That already went to Dave.
Damn.
All right. So
why did I choose the longest state in the union? Jesus.
Name something you find in a garage starting with the letter C.
Car.
Wow. That was quick.
Okay. All right. So we have an even score here. All right. Name a clothing brand that starts with the letter E.
Everlast.
Oh, yeah. One for Dave.
That's a clothing brand?
Oh, yes, yeah. Everlast is
Heck
a clothing
brand. Yeah,
oh, like very much gloves. So. Yeah. All right. All right. Gosh. Name a chocolate bar with the letter T.
Toblerone. Damn it!
There's no way for Steve to come back. Dave's got three. All right.
Thank you, German class.
All right.
Damn it.
Congratulations to you, Jim. You are going to go see Steve Winwood. Compliments of Dave here because
you got it,
as
man.
We said, Steve was overconfident.
Could be a stupid show anyway.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
On March 10th at the Borgata in Atlantic City, and then in June at the BB&T Pavilion in Camden, Foreigner, Whitesnake, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin will be in our area. So, with that in mind, Mick Jones of Foreigner is on the line. Good morning, Mick.
Good morning.
How are things with you?
Things are good, man. Just taking a couple of months off, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
We had a big touring last year.
I've got to ask, because I had audio of this a few weeks ago. Billy Joel, who it seems that he can't play any place other than Madison Square Garden anymore.
That's right.
All right. You show up on stage with him, and then you bring out Lou Graham. How did that come together?
Hey, it's magic. I know Billy quite well.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together on his Stormfront album.
Right.
And it just came out of the blue. We were recording, doing a little video just as a part of something we're preparing with Billy. And he turns around and says, "Why don't you come to the show tonight?" And I thought, well, that's a half a day's notice. And I tell you, it was seriously fun and very emotional. Lou came out, the crowd went crazy. It was just a wonderful moment. Billy's great. He put me on the piano, which I thought was very daring of him. But the crowd loved it, and Billy's crowd also overlaps into us, too.
A lot of people don't realize that you produced a Stormfront, and there are a number of other albums that you've produced. I'm sort of curious, what other things have you been involved with that people don't even realize you were part of?
Well, probably the Journeyman album with Eric Clapton. I co-wrote a song with him in the studio, and I'm just trying to remember the title of the song.
That might be why people can't remember.
There you go. Seriously, it was called Bad Love.
Oh, God, that's a great song.
Not bad, huh?
No, not bad. You're doing pretty good for yourself. Speaking of things that people don't know about you, I mean, you worked with Hendrix, you worked with Otis Redding,
yep.
Right, as well, and of course, George Harrison. Give us a Hendrix story, because we're in the middle of dealing with the top 20 guitarists in classic rock.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You know, and maybe you have a story that we've never heard.
Jimmy was a real natural kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would transform himself when he went on stage. He was always very kind, very quiet. You know, he'd be there just combing his hair all day long. And I was with a French singer called Johnny Hallyday, and we took Jimmy up around the north of France for a tour. The audiences up there, they just it just went completely over their heads.
Oh, they didn't get it at all.
No, they, you know, especially the, you know, the fire and the all that stuff.
Just, oh God,
who is this guy? And I remember enjoying it so much.
You share a name with another guitarist. Of course, that is Mick Jones from The Clash. How often do people ask you Clash questions?
Not so much these days. Uh-huh. At one point they did, a couple of years ago in Portugal at an arena show down there.
I can imagine that. Mick Jones. Yeah.
Thank you.
But back in the day, did you just explain you weren't that Mick Jones, or did you ever give answers?
I got so used to it at that time that I would answer the question before they asked me.
Mick, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in March, my man.
Me too, man.
You take
Great
care.
To talk to you again.
Bye now.
Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.